Hello, and welcome to episode 24 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michaelitis, continuing my discussion on lean and continuous improvement. Are you like many companies today that are unknowingly leaking their profits out in a tangled web of office processes? Those leaks occur because most business processes have just evolved over time as the company grew. The processes for non-manufacturing activities are quite different from those related to producing a product. The need to create long-term strategies for manufacturing is evident, as growth and changes in that area usually require new equipment, space, and people. But as companies have grown, they haven't created parallel long-term growth strategies for the functional business processes. Consequently, the processes have become a tangled web of cross-functional activities. The result is a lot of waste in time, money, and effort. The complex network of office functions such as finance, legal, sales, customer service, and IT also create miscommunication and tension among the various departments. Applying lean solutions to your business processes will stop the leak in your profits. Lean processes will eliminate problems, streamline your workflows, and increase harmony and productivity throughout your work groups. The result will be satisfied clients and staff that lead to increased growth and profits. Let's take a look at some of the business processes and problems found within administrative, technical, and professional areas in a typical enterprise. Order entry is an excellent place for us to start. Misunderstanding of customer requirements, especially in the case of special orders, leads to a variety of problems. For example, the department receiving the request may have to call and then wait for missing information. The product may require rework or an entire do-over as the finished product did not meet customer specifications. The problem can also be as simple as transposed product numbers or invoice amounts. These things lead to customer calls and dissatisfaction. Lean quality validation and continuous improvement processes, known as Kaizen, will ensure correct specifications and coding that will eliminate those errors. Overstock and out-of-stock supply areas are easily fixed with Lean 5S and Kanban processes. In a 5S application, the employees get together to sort, straighten, shine, standardize, and sustain a clean, organized environment. It's much easier to see what's missing and what's needed when supplies are organized. In a Lean environment, visual signals of a need to order supply item are called a Kanban. They typically contain a supply name and number, the quantity in an order, and the name of a person or persons who are authorized to order supplies. Depending upon the application, Kanbans can be cards, lights, empty containers, signboards, or billboards. The use of Kanbans reduces clutter and excess inventory. Studies have proven that Kanbans increase productivity and efficiency, as well as lower both cost and waste. They're extremely helpful and they can save you thousands of dollars by ensuring employees order supplies in the right quantity at the right time. Another big leak occurs when there are multiple people, each doing the same task, but using a different method. Office processes such as setting up a new account or organizing a shipment for delivery, pre-press activities in print shops, performing employee background checks, or onboarding processes are examples. Over my 30-plus years of experience, I've seen many companies in which each person was doing the same series of activities, but performing them in a different sequence using different procedures. Visual controls within the steps will spotlight problems. The creation of a standard work process listing the task and their order will reduce the variation and problems. It will also reduce rework and make it easier to share the workload when someone's out of the office. The visual controls will provide managers with a snapshot of the progress through the sequence and the problems that occur. The manager or leader in each area must monitor the adherence to the standard work procedures to ensure compliance. Monitoring is usually an area that managers and executives experience resistance to change. However, it's critical that the leaders remain committed to the application of lean processes. As the employees experience success and their work becomes less stressful and tangled, they'll actually promote the use of lean tools and make recommendations for improvement to their processes. IT is another area that causes frustration. Today, most office processes are performed using a computer, so the processes are hidden from view. They're a virtual black box. Therefore, no one sees how complex or wasteful the processes actually are. Unplanned IT service outages stop many other departments from completing their work. You can't enter an order or respond to a customer question about order status or billing if the network or your workstation is down. The network is like a spider web connecting all departments. Its job is to keep the information flowing throughout the company. Using lean visuals showing current and pending trouble tickets and the expected time or the date of resolution can help management resolve the issues. Effective departments can provide a representative to joint review meetings with IT management. They can review the issues and then rank them according to urgency. The Lean Pareto chart is a useful tool for this process, because it shows the problems and their frequency as well as urgency. Then management can use it to focus on the most urgent and most frequent problems and resolve them. Upgrading, moving to new software applications, as well as integrating old and new software are other areas that create issues. There's often a duplication of effort, or there's a need to re-enter data but in a different area or a different format. Without mapping the value stream of processes and identifying problem areas, you can drain customer satisfaction levels as well as your time and money. Lean value stream mapping and PDCA, which is plan, do, check, and act, can help plan, test, and monitor the implementation. The tools can identify duplication of effort and highlight areas where problems will occur. Many departments like to get a head start on their processes, so they start early if they can. However, this is often not beneficial. For example, if the billing department started getting bills ready early, but they didn't consider the special offers the marketing department was making that month, they could have lots of rework or do-overs as customers took advantage of the special offers. Communication with sales and marketing, as well as the production department, would eliminate many of these problems. Lean also provides tracking charts to record marketing offers and production status. Planning the timing of output and tracking quality improvement will provide an accurate and an even workflow.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
My final example is special pricing or legal review. Sales reps have lost orders to competition, or they've had to do lots of time-consuming hand-holding and emotion soothing because they're waiting for pricing or legal review. The route that the documents travel for either of these activities is often circuitous, and it's fraught with extra steps. Several lean tools can stop the leaks in this area. The Ishikawa fishbone diagram can help identify the cause and effect of the processes. The spaghetti diagram can show the route that documents take and who is involved. Both of these tools can help a lean team identify the steps responsible for the leaks and streamline the process. There are other examples, but these should give you a good idea of where you should look and how much money is leaking out of your office processes. So, where do you begin? A good way to begin untangling and improving the processes is to get the big picture and make them visual. A basic lean tool to begin improving things is to create a value stream map. As the name infers, it displays a sequence of steps in the process. Mapping the process usually shows that it looks like a crooked road or a plate of spaghetti. The creation of a map cannot be effectively created by a single person or even a team of two people. Business processes involve multiple departments or at least individuals with different performance objectives and often different managers. Therefore, it takes a group comprised of individuals from each department that will be represented on the map. It's essential that the team includes a lean specialist as a leader. This person will keep the team on track. It's also critical for the company executives to not only be supportive, but also to be involved and accountable for ensuring the projects move forward and are successful. These executives must ensure that the managers from targeted functional areas participate in the workshops and provide support and guidance to the lean project teams. Their participation is valuable to them and to the team members. The duties at the level that executives and managers function prevents them from comprehending the reality of the situations employees deal with every day. Likewise, the employees don't have the insight or the power to ensure the project moves forward, the team doesn't miss critical information, and that functional areas do not sabotage each other's success. The areas beyond the manufacturing area have grown into silos, each with their own goals and management processes. Internal politics cause the departments to compete, employees to defend their department goals, and to resist committing to the project's success. Projects frequently stall and fail to reach their goals as a result of the departmental boundaries and different objectives that are linked to raises or bonuses. Therefore, senior management must commit to the success of the improvement projects and remove the barriers that stand in the way of success. It is to their advantage to be committed and supportive, as research has shown that lean significantly increases profits and it creates a better work environment for everyone. Lean project teams need a lean specialist or a committed leader that will keep the focus on the value stream map of the future process. What will be? As I've said to my sales classes, keep the audience's attention on station WIFM. That stands for What's in it for me? Change is not easy, so employees need to be continuously reminded of the benefits to them when the lean team succeeds. Their workday will be easier and the company will be more willing to share the profits with employees that made the increase possible. Management and the team leaders must ensure that there is open, two-way communication. Remember, employees are closest to the problems and often closest to the customer. When management listens attentively and implements employee recommendations, the employee feels connected, empowered, and satisfied. It's definitely worth the effort to apply lean processes outside the manufacturing area. The lean initiatives produce as much, and in many cases, more profits than the initiatives in manufacturing. So don't let your profits continue to leak out of the office. Start learning more about lean processes and continuous improvement. Your results can be startling. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I really appreciate your feedback, so please send your comments, your questions, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, the secret to sales success, as well as lean checklists. The link is on our website next to the podcasts and blog posts. Watch for our free mini course on Lean coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.